Once there was a woman who wrote an article about redecorating her house. And she said that everything was going very well until her husband overruled the interior decorator and decided that he was going to hang this 16 by 20 inch picture of Jesus right in the most prominent place of their family home. The interior decorator tried to get him to reconsider. They refused. He wouldn't do it. And then the woman writing the article remembered the text of Scripture where Jesus says, everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge that person before my Heavenly Father. And so that settled it. The father won the battle. Her husband won the battle. And so she thought, she's really glad he did, because this picture has had a remarkable effect on her family, but also with visitors. One time a visitor came to visit the family, and as they were talking, he kind of kept on glancing over at this picture over and over again. And finally he interrupted the conversation and said, you know, that picture of Jesus doesn't just look at you, he looks right through you. And another time, a friend of hers was there, and they're sitting in this place in their house, and she just comments in the middle of the conversation, you know, I just always feel so remarkably peaceful whenever I come to your home. And she said, however, the greatest impact this picture had on her family was in their conversations, that somehow the conversations of their family was raised to a higher spiritual level. And then she kind of ends the article by saying, you know, people will smile at me, maybe they'll make fun. But whenever you consciously invite Jesus into your home, you're never ever going to be the same again. And I would think that the couple in the gospel today would somehow agree with her. They invited Jesus into their home, and he performs this remarkable miracle that you and I just heard in the gospel today. And I can imagine they're never, ever going to be the same again after all of that. And isn't it interesting that Jesus' first miracle ever happens in someone's home? It happens around a family. And a little known fact is that many of Jesus' miracles occurred in people's homes. Peter invites Jesus into his home. The first thing he does, he heals his mother-in-law. Jairus, the synagogue official, invites Jesus into his home. He goes and he raises his daughter, who was dead, back to life again. And I can only imagine those people would never, ever be the same again because of that. Then there's this leading Pharisee who invites Jesus into his home. And what's the first thing he does is he cures a man who is sick. And then there's Zacchaeus, the cutthroat tax collector, who invites Jesus into his home. And after a brief conversation between the two of them, he starts giving his money away to the poor and paying back all the people he cheated. And I'm sure there's quite a few of them that he cheated. Those guys will never, ever be the same again. So let me ask all of you here today, have you consciously invited Jesus into your home? I mean, in a practical kind of a way. If an interior decorator was going to walk through your home, would there be any evidence by stuff hanging on your walls that you're a follower of Jesus Christ? Would they catch that? Would there be any evidence that you have consciously invited Jesus into your home by what's going on in your home, by what they might see? Or would they say something like, you know, it's quite obvious that your kids are fans of Sidney Crosby or James Conner. They might say something like that. But also, too, so let's suppose for a moment that one of your kids invite a friend to go to your home, and would that friend say something like, wow, by the way the people act, your family sure is Christian. I never prayed like that before a meal ever in my life. And your family seems to have this remarkable respect for one another. Would they somehow say, you know, through this entire evening I was with your family, I didn't hear one person put anybody down through the entire evening? And would your friend, because of your family, somehow never be the same again because they have met Jesus Christ through all of you? Now, Max Lucado, in his second chapter of his book, Make Your Story Come to Life, the second chapter is called Ordinary Matters. And he goes on to talk about how in our mission, in our story, in God's plan for your life, it often unfolds in ordinary things, in ordinary ways, most especially in families and in homes. He writes, "The Word of God enters the world like a cry of a baby. His family has no cash or connections or strings to pull. Jesus, the maker of the universe, the one who invented time and created breath, was born into a family too humble to swing a bed for the pregnant mother to be. Ordinary man, ordinary place, ordinary home, but a conduit of ordinary grace. In God's story, ordinary things matter." And today, I'm invited to introduce to all of you our third annual increased offertory program, where you and I as a family, or as a, this being your spiritual home, you and I begin to think about, to ponder our commitment financially to your spiritual home, to your family. And it's important for us to do these kinds of things as a family, and I hope that you have chosen to make our mother's sorrows your spiritual home, and that you have met Jesus here in this place. And it is my hope, my part of my mission, my dream, that you all meet Jesus here in such a fashion that you will never, ever be the same again. And this is a time for you and I to once again recommit ourselves to our parish vision, to be a beacon of light here in Johnstown, to welcome all, to really explore what it means to have this personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and for you and I to really be intentional about our faith and be intentional disciples of Jesus Christ. And you know, 4 years ago, at least myself, and I hope many of you too, but I know I made a conscious decision 4 years ago that we weren't going to do anything in this parish ever again if it didn't somehow have to do with evangelization or discipleship. We're not going to do anything if it doesn't have to do with those things. And God has worked all kinds of remarkable miracles, I think, in our parish here, and me, for one, have never been the same again. And so as you and I ponder our commitment to our parish, our spiritual home, our family here, once again, let me ask you about have you taken seriously, consciously inviting Jesus into your home? Like, if I were to walk into your home with someone, you know, would there be evidence that on the walls that you're a follower of Jesus Christ? And if there isn't anything, and you have nothing to put on your walls that might look like you're a follower of Jesus Christ, I got a ton of stuff over there hanging in my walls all over the place. I would be glad to give you a tour of the entire place over there, and you can take off the wall anything you want. The only thing is, you got to hang it on yours. Summer and all that. I got all kinds of stuff. You're welcome to all of it. How do you pray as a family before Mass? Excuse me, before dinner? Do you just sort of throw some kind of a real weak prayer out there? Or do you really pray together as a family before you eat? Or how are things going in the family as far as respect is concerned? Are you consciously trying to be more and more respectful of one another as you live your life as a family. And if you consciously invite Jesus into your home, as I am hoping you are willing to do, I want you to expect him to do something. God never shows up without doing something special in your life. He never shows up at anybody's home without doing something special. So maybe, this is the thing you need to do, like that couple did in the gospel, to invite Jesus in a special way into your home, that he might change whatever might be dirty dishwater into wonderful, beautiful wine. Because Jesus says to families and to all of us here today, I stand at the door of your family, of your home, of your heart, and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. And never will you be the same again.